Right, let's talk about depression and sex. We're talking enough about sex on this website, might as well not stop. Depression and sex, there's a relationship, and no sex. All right, let's talk about that. In a hookup culture, sex is fairly prevalent. You know, we've got these different social mores, and we flip from one decade to the next, and everybody's got something important to say about sex or no sex, whatever. Whatever the case may be, sex impacts us emotionally, spiritually, and certainly in terms of depression. Now, you know this, there was even a movie called The Walk of Shame. The Walk of Shame is the girl who spends the night at a guy's dorm or apartment and walks back in the morning with the same clothes on, that whole Walk of Shame thing. Well, sex is often associated with the depression caused by a breakup, okay? So we get ourselves in these sexual relationships that eventually don't work. Oftentimes they don't. And the breakup, so the sexual relationship leads to a breakup. The breakup leads to a potential for depression, okay? Especially when the relationship never should have never gone that far to begin with, and it's wrong. So when we enter into that relationship, we're setting ourselves up for the eventuality of having to process the breakup that is inevitably going to come. Sometimes sex causes people to feel like an object, like they're being used, like it's a physical thing only. And you say, well, that's okay, I'm all right with that, I rationalize that. But in the end, it's an emotional thing. Sex is an emotional thing. If your sex with another person has no emotion in it, I can assure you, after that relationship is dissolved, you're going to have emotion about it in retrospect. Okay? So sex is highly emotional. It's potent. It elicits all kinds of feelings of shame, of fear, of remorse, of guilt, of less than-ness, of guilt. We rationalize, we're talking about it, but in the end, when you look back on it, you realize, yeah, that affected me. I got to be honest about it. Sex is related to depression because oftentimes we want to enter into a sexual relationship and we want what's called love. But what we end up with is lust. We become more of a possession rather than be possessed by love. Sometimes we enter into sex because we want a sense of belonging and a sense of value, and we realize that actually wasn't delivered in that relationship. I may have felt like I belonged momentarily for an evening, but when you look back on it, you know, I really didn't belong there. I shouldn't have been there. It didn't give me what I was really looking for. Sometimes we enter into sexual relationships because we think it's going to be a stepping stone to commitment. Now, there are other videos on this site about men and their inability to commit or their unwillingness to commit. Ladies, if a sexual relationship to you is a stepping stone that's going to lead to commitment, I want to give you a timeout, a 20-second timeout. I want you to think about this. The sexual relationship exists that is prohibiting the male from committing. Now, that's in another video. So anyway, our expectations about a sexual relationship are not met. And because they're not met, they leave us, what, disappointed and frustrated. Now, that's sex. Sex has this potent ability because God came up with it, and it's incredibly powerful, that if not handled properly, like plutonium, it's going to blow up in your face. So sex does have a relationship with depression. Sexual activity does affect us emotionally and spiritually and physically and socially and intellectually. It's going to every day, every time. All right, that's sex. Sex, active sexuality and depression have a relationship. Now, how we navigate that is going to determine how we feel about it. Now, let's talk about no sex. If you have an active sex life outside of marriage, you're going to deal with all the things we just talked about. If you're in a marriage and you have the ability for a sexual, vibrant relationship, but it's not there, that too can lead to depression. Why? Men want significance, and they want significance oftentimes in a context of a marriage relationship. One, they expect it. It's part of marriage. It's part of the definition of marriage, and it's part of what marriage is supposed to have included in it. But when that doesn't happen, there's a drop in significance, there's a drop in a raising of vulnerability. You feel rejected, you feel left, you feel used for your paycheck, you feel all the things that you do in a sexually active relationship for the wrong reason, you feel in the context of marriage for the absence of a sexual relationship. So men oftentimes feel traumatized or used for their money or their paycheck, their hard work, and oftentimes men feel validated by that. When you don't have that validation, you don't have that significance in the context of receiving what they call love in a sexual context, it leads to depression. So we've just talked about sexual activity and the absence of sexual activity, and because of the potency of sex, you notice there's going to be this relationship, the potential relationship with depression. And we're going to have to deal with that. Now, maybe you're a person of faith, you know where these boundaries are supposed to be, and you're scrimping on them, and you're changing, and you know that's causing you an issue emotionally. So you're not a person of faith. You make up your rules as you go. Fine, you're given that liberty by God to do so. You make up your own rules, but in the game that you set, each rule has consequences, and you're going to have to deal with those emotionally. And this is why I highly recommend, if you get into these sexual relationships or the absence thereof and it's causing you this emotional decline, you got to sit down and talk to somebody about this. Because there's more to your life than just that sexual validation, your beauty, which is fleeting. There's more to flattery. There's more to it than this surface-level lust that we see going on in our culture. And I want to encourage you to go a little bit deeper and find out, you know, who are you really and what do you want to be? And why are you allowing these people that you sort of know or don't even know at all to dictate how you feel? That's not cool to me. So let's look at that. There are a number of videos in the Great Sex section of Love Points that I highly recommend you get into if you're dealing with this area, because it affects us emotionally, physically, spiritually, intellectually, socially, in every way possible. Check it out here at Life Points.